On the fifth anniversary of her release from house arrest, pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her party, the National League for Democracy, or NLD, won a majority of seats in Myanmar's, formerly Burma's, parliament and the right to form a new government. Myanmar's 2008 constitution, written by the military, bars Suu Kyi from becoming president, but the democracy crusader insists, as party leader, she will be above the president. The NLD swept out the ruling party of former generals, the Union Solidarity and Development Party, defeating many cabinet members. This is the most open election in Myanmar since 1990, when the NLD won a large majority in parliament, but the ruling military junta at the time never recognized the election results and put Suu Kyi, a Nobel Prize winner, under house arrest for most of the past two decades. In the recent election, the generals had hoped to maintain their majority with the aid of ethnic political parties, but those groups voted heavily for Aung San Suu Kyi's party. Despite the opposition's landslide election victory, the military retains plenty of power. The military is allotted 25% of all seats in parliament, and the generals can name powerful ministers, including defense, home affairs, and border control. The army also retains powerful business interests in ruby and jade mines, tobacco and banking. Pushed by social conservatives, several southern states, including Texas, Tennessee and Florida, are now debating the so-called Pastor Protection Act that supporters say would prohibit ministers from being forced to perform same-sex marriages. Yet the legislation is purely symbolic, since the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution protects clergy from having to perform ceremonies or religious rituals against their will. The push for the bill came as the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage across the U.S. Social conservatives have reacted to new rights for gays and lesbians by calling for laws to protect religious freedom. Despite their allies' current effort, the right-wing Family Research Council recognizes churches and ministers currently have solid protection, and they assert that there's no appreciable risk that clergy would be compelled by a court to host or perform a same-sex wedding. So why are the conservatives pushing for the symbolic Pastor Protection Act, which was signed into law by Texas GOP Governor Greg Abbott in June? Florida pastor Harold Thompson of the Miami Beach Community Church says the true intent of this bill is not to protect pastors, it is not to protect the church, it is to protect an agenda. It is nothing more than a wolf in sheep's clothing, intending to deceive, intending to harm. New York City's progressive mayor Bill de Blasio has launched an ambitious plan to create 80,000 units of new affordable housing and preserve 120,000 units of low-cost apartments. Yet the plan and its reliance on mandatory inclusionary zoning will not be enough, according to many housing advocates who are calling for policies that do more to aid cash-strapped poor New Yorkers. The de Blasio zoning scheme calls for a range of set-asides for affordable units in exchange for granting private developers higher density in new buildings. City Limits magazine reports that the zoning requirement sets aside 20-30% of all units, double the current rate, of affordable units built through zoning in other cities. But little of the new housing would be offered to families who make half of New York City's average median income, complains Moses Gates of the Association for Neighborhood and Housing Development. Tom Angotti, a professor of urban affairs at Hunter College, says the city's supply-side approach is flawed since market-rate development in New York City means luxury housing. With low vacancy rates, advocates say the de Blasio administration should focus more on preserving existing affordable housing and building new low-cost units on city-owned land rather than relying upon private developers. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Nigel Victor Rees.